So, anyway, Dougie, it's a nice full moon. It's a cool morning. Very nice, very nice. Got oil changes done on. They're both vehicles now, have oil changes done recently. That's great. The Explorer, I think the Ford Explorer is as ready as it's going to be for whatever excitement we throw at it. So, for all practical purposes, I think we are prepared. For whatever comes. Eastern New Mexico University. I just got an email from the chair. And he said that we should expect... I'm recording. He said we should expect to have online lockdown stuff through next semester as well. That chair guy, I forget his name. Since they reordered the whole universe in the Department of, in the College of Business, I'm now being overseen by a chair instead of by the associate dean. Anyway, that's fine, I guess. That means I'm not going to talk to Vina much. That's okay. And, so yeah. More of that to do. I said everything that I really wanted to get pulled together before my exit from Eastern is now pulled together. Everything I wanted to get going for mini trips to Socorro, that's pulled together. There's tires, the battery's new. Everything's pretty good. Waiting for that bike to show up, if it ever does. I think it will. It's just a question of, it's going to be months and months and months, probably. Hey, Matt.
Hey.
It's a beautiful morning. Not much of a breeze, but it's cool enough that it pulls it off anyway. And there's a full moon, Matt. Well, you have to see it when you're walking. Yesterday, as it got a little bit further on in the morning and, you know, things went like this, it got bigger and bigger and bigger. It's over yonder there, on the other side, yeah. You'll have to wait until we're out walking, man. And you'll see it. Yeah. The doggies are having fits.
Yeah.
I think they're getting too big for their britches and they're starting to tear things up.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do over there.
Yeah. Their master are going to get mad.
Well, I don't think this. I don't think having them be this big was the plan. I think the thing of, we'll just start giving away puppies. And they said, well, we're going to give away puppies when they're in a good state. And you go, I think they're past that state. I don't know what you're going to do with them now. And I think they don't know either. I hope they do. I hope they find out. I hope they figure out something. Because it's going to be tricky if they don't. Something's got to happen there. And I don't know how you get rid of older dogs. You just don't. May have to take them down to the to animal control and say, we don't know what to do with these dogs. You may have to pay them to gas them. It sounds mean, but that's life. I don't know how much of that stuff you're going to tolerate over time. Now the dogs aren't playful with each other. They're starting to get nasty to each other. Because that's what dogs kind of do. They like having their own things. And the mama dogs are starting to get mad at them. Because little puppies will do what you say, but bigger guys won't. Anyway. Yeah. I think everything that can be ready is ready.
Okay, it's just us.
Yeah?
Yeah, Jolene decides she wants to just go take a shower.
Oh, that's a good thought. I need to do, you know. We all need to do these sorts of things. Oh, this is my day to do that, too. I don't know what I'm going to get around to. Just shave. So Lisa will like kissing me. See, that's real important. Oh, did you get my razors? I thought I was on the list.
No, it was not.
I thought I put it. Oh, I guess I didn't put it on the list. It's my fault. It's my fault then. See? I told you. It's the moon. Yeah.
It's starting to grow pretty
big. Yeah, it is.
And there's...
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that's a good size one.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Well...
You can see it out here with some dead. That's all from...
Well, what you gonna do?
I don't know. Oh, it feels nice out here. Good job.
Yep. And then Brenna's little vehicle. Pretty good size vehicle. Yep. Oh. Yeah, I'll have to see how much bigger that moon gets, Matt. I was driving to Clovis and it got pretty big and orange and yeah.
And I was there was a deer.
I saw a deer too. You know. Not too far out either.
I guess just,
yeah. That's okay. Deer was just hanging around. I mean, he didn't do anything. I slowed down and was sitting there going, oh, what's he going to do? And he didn't do a thing. Maybe it's a plastic there.
Yeah.
No?
Oh.
Yeah. Like, who the heck do you think you are? Kind of luck, huh? Okay. Looks like I'll be gone before you know it. That's cool. Everybody be happy. Hi, guys. You do good work, Lee. Well, oh, you know, much work is underappreciated. So yeah. I remember Clark getting so mad at me. It was a long time ago, maybe about 3 years ago. Well, I was saying, I get the impression that the people in Roswell really don't use Banner much. For all the money you're paying for all this stuff. I don't know. Linda Neal had come through. And I just said, I don't think much of it. You know. And Clark really popped on my case and said, how can you say that stuff without any real evidence? And I said, well, it's just the way that people look at things. And he was all wanting evidence and stuff like that. I wouldn't say such things if I didn't have more evidence. I go, okay. So whatever. Says, just an impression I have. And then they started doing the one campus thingy, trying to put all the campuses together. And he went on a couple of trips down there. He'd never really been there. And he came back and he said, you know what, Jason was right. So they it's a mess down there. And they try very hard to avoid using Banner. Yeah. I think he's like Walter Nolting. Maybe not as in your face about it as Walter was. He was my supervisor at Los Alamos.
Yeah.
Anyway, I never really equated. No.
Otherwise, you are.
No, I know exactly what you're thinking and what you're saying. I do. I'm going to let the Lord figure it out. Because for all I know, it's going to be like, you're going to have to put up with something for 5 years. And then you can walk away. Maybe. Yeah. I'm not going to get in the way of something that's supposed to happen. Just because I might be trepidatious about it. I'm going to just try to be, okay, I'll make it happen. I want you to do this, I want you to do that, I want to do it this way. It's like, okay. I think I'm supposed to be at a level that I can say this is probably the way that will work the best. And they'll say, well, we don't want it done that way. It's like, okay. So then we try really hard. Not to say I told you so. Says, you know, you're paying me for all my experience. Your desire to actually use me that way is up to you. This is your shop. It's not mine. So someday when I'm retired, I'll just run my shop. And I'll run it my way. And boy, let me tell you, because I break more rules of engagement than anybody's ever known. It's just stunning. I got my own private reasons for doing that. Sometimes just because I'm lazy. Sometimes though. Because I say, why not? Why not be accessible to a lot of different things? People with old-fashioned computers with old, very simple web browsers, they can still hit my stuff, and it's not even hard. And they'll say, wow, getting bigger, Matt? Yeah? Well, when we go down and around and back, it may be bigger yet. Hidden. Or hidden. Ah, we got old time. It snowed in Montana already. I guess you're glad we're not there. I've been thinking, trying to talk Lisa into the snowbird thing. I don't think she's quite game. That's okay. Keeping up two places to Lisa's standards would cost about twice as much as it does now. It's the sun. I don't see many clouds, Matt.
Yeah, it's
just a little hazy. And Mom doing her bare back rubs, which she never asks. I can help her with stuff like that.
You don't know where to answer.
You're right, I don't. And you trying to describe it to me is just frustrating to both of us.
I did what I did.
Okay. Yeah. I do. I think I'm losing what little patience I had for the quote teaching job. I liked being left alone, and this guy doesn't want to do that. He won't leave me alone. And it's like, okay. He says, I'll just... Oh, but if I stayed Eastern, I don't know, maybe I will, because I need the money. Yeah, we'll just see what goes. I don't know. Heavenly Father might have something fantastic in store for me. I don't know. It is. Might be hard on kids who aren't accustomed to doing such things. She's dancing.
I am. I got
one
through my head.
Uh-oh. What's your song? Matt, you're paranoid. Take it easy, my friend.
I know, Matt, but Dad's walking a little behind me, and I'm walking a little in front of him, so I'm over more than I usually am. I'm okay, but thank you for caring and worrying about me.
I'm glad you look at it that way. Quit your grousing. Gonna have a little joy in life. Come on. That's true. But you don't want to live forever, Matt, by being very, very careful. That's barely living. So yeah, everything's in readiness, I think. No matter which way it goes. over to New Mexico State, I had worked out that whole documentation system for everything I did and everything anybody, the next person would know. And when I left, they threw it away. And it's like, yeah, it says, write documentation for yourself. The chances somebody else using it aren't very good. I've got some pretty good documentation. Of course, I think Kevin wishes it was more step-by-step monkey work type stuff. And sometimes I've done that, you know, for common things, so that just any old person can approach it and hit it. Yesterday was interesting. Will actually was doing some stuff in the guts of one of the Java applications. And he was taking care of that, and I said, yep. I said, I know Will's gonna take over my job. And you go, boy, that's gonna be a nice bump in his life. But he's good, he's smart. Oh, it's gonna be a bumpy old road. I said, my biggest thing is, I said, this is, gotta be careful though. Says you don't want him doing his old job and this job. I said, that's just nasty. And you go, you know, I would like Will to get married. You know, he's like one of my kids. It's like, man, I want him to get married. I want him to have a life outside of this and eating at his mom's house all the time. I don't care if she's a great cook, man. He finally got his own place, I think. He's not living with his mom now. Well, if he got my pay, that'd be even easier. Anyway. So yeah, he was thinking that's what Clark would do. He says, chances are he would just good morning. He said he would just probably eliminate Will's old job, and he'd probably get, because I said, well, because I was saying he'd put Will in my job, and then Will would be doing, then David would, Clark's always harbored a secret desire to have David in. Application. No. He has this picture in his mind. I said, you know, and a CIO's job is to always be planning for how you're going to handle things in the future. That's what they spend most of their time doing. And yeah, I don't think he made any bones about the fact that his plan was to try to keep David around. And Justin said, well, he says, I think he will, he says, I don't think David will actually come to work upstairs. I think he'll stay where he is, downstairs. But he'll be given more application sorts of things to do. He says, Clark's worried about the money, isn't he? He goes, I think so. I go, well, there it is. But you got to know, that's the most dangerous game of all. For being the CIO, he hasn't learned to fight hard enough for the fact that if you don't have enough people, and they're stretched too thin. When bad things happen, says, well, no, it isn't just the walking. Your database will be down, and everybody will be looking at each other going, well, I never really felt responsible for this. It's always somebody else's job. You go, yeah. I go, unless Clark's willing to just throw more money at consultants to basically do... The only problem is when an emergency happens, that doesn't work. That works for a few other things, but it doesn't work for this. And it's like, so yeah, I says, I would say other small schools are going with Ellucian in the cloud, doing the cloud-based one. That's actually run by Ellucian itself. I said, that's probably what you should do. That way, at least you don't have to worry about that layer. So it's going to cost you. You're going to be paying out the nose for it. It's going to about double that thing, which is about $200,000 a year. And you go, it'd be cheaper to hire somebody. And you go, but... Just put that, you know. Says, I know it's going to be really hard to get somebody to fill this job and to do what Joseph and I did. You might want to advertise for it for a while. Just on the hope you can get somebody. Says, yeah, that's the trick part. You can say all day long, this is going to reduce the pay of these kinds of people, and you go, strangely, it's probably going to raise the pay of people like me. It's going to go up. And you'll have an easier time saying, we've just flat got to do it. Says, but know that the core team is going to be pushing you heavy now to go with state, you know, state efforts to consolidate. Says, and yeah, are you going to lose control? Oh yeah. Anyway, so there's a bit of a situation. Oh. Oh. How's your kidney? But
feeling like I have a stone right here getting ready to go into my bladder.
Yeah. You still planning the urology stuff? Mm-hmm. You need to pray about it, figure out what you want to do. It's like that dang thing. It's like that vehicle. If you're not having a big problem, don't go questing for them. Chances are that doctor will just root around in there and say, I didn't find anything. $30,000. Cost the same whether I find something and do something or not. You go, gosh dang it.
Yeah, I get it.
Hey, Matt.
You got enough stretching in that?
I don't know. I mean, if it's great pain, let's do it. If it's not, I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and tell you what to do on this one, because it's all about you and about how you feel. And that's important.
Thank you.
For what? Not telling you what to do?
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it. Try not to. I've got my personal feelings, and I think I make that known.
Yeah.
But no, you can do what you want. And if you want to wait until later, you just want to cancel this one and say, but, you know, I may be back later. You know how doctors are. Oh, you'll be back later. Oh, yeah. It'll just get worse. And you go, you know, that's not even true. It doesn't have to get worse. These aren't cancers.
I'm still taking those Renovite pills, but I'm only taking them like every other day.
Oh. Anyway, okay, well, I'm with you. Just know I'll probably bring it up because I'm paranoid about, well, we're going to send you a bill for a couple of $1,000 just because you should have been here and you didn't come. And boy, I love it when I can make a couple of thousand for doing nothing. I don't get the impression that these guys are going to give you a cut rate because you're not that. They're just saying, we've never had to come up with a price because we would just say what we did to the insurance company. The insurance company would say how much they were going to pay. We have to do some research. We intend on making you pay just as much as the insurance company would pay us. It's like, oh, great. Thank you.
Liberty tackles with them to get a good price.
Maybe. I don't think they really do. I think they basically say, we'll pay you whatever Medicare would pay. And most places are okay with that. I don't know how it works. They seem to be as opaque as any insurance company is. So I'm not really a big fan of them. Samaritan wouldn't have been such a goat about everything. You're not a proper Christian. Yeah, fine. So when everybody says, are you Christian? I go, not according to most people. Says, let me tell you, it's been money on the line before. I've given lots and lots of money to nice Christian people to help with their medical bills, and it never came around to me ever getting any of that. And yeah, and when it came down to it, they said, thank you for all that money, but you're just not Christian enough. Good morning. I said, and it seems interesting that good morning. They didn't choose to send that letter out until after they got our yearly contribution to the cause.
Yeah.
And then they decided, well, we've looked at your thing and we don't like it. And you go, you saw it last year and you didn't say a word about that. He says, what is the story there? You guys decided to get all weird about it now. Okay, goodbye. And they don't care. You know. Because of Obamacare, their enrollment numbers are going up. They they're not trying to retain anybody. This is a normal, for being a ministry, I think they behave like it's a normal business. There you go, yep. That's okay, whatever. You can have your own association thing. I'm not allowed mine. That's alright. I just have to rely on God to take care of me. Keep me out of trouble. I gotta pray for you, Marie. Trying to contrive reasons to call him. I don't want to just call him because it's like, I'm thinking about you. I'll probably just end up saying it anyway. You know me, I'm also not patient enough to be too, what's the word for it? Dodgy? Gabby, sure. I don't, because I'm not that type. But, when people say, oh, you're so nice to have thought of me, you go, well, not really, the Lord is kind of poking at me. The Lord cares about you. I'm just the priest. Trying to talk you into selling me that truck so I can put a camper shell on it. And I think it's from the water. And
well, they're using that spring water instead of tap water.
Yeah, but they don't really do much with that either. It's still got the junk in it. That's why it tastes good. And I said, I've been thinking about that. Whatever. That water thing that you bought, and I didn't know if you were still using that thing. Yeah, I know, and it tastes rotten, that's why. It's distilled. It doesn't have all that extra stuff in it. Were you there when Mickey was showing us the stuff that came out of it?
No.
You didn't? Oh, it was amazing. Just this white powdery crud. He said, yep, that's what's in our water. He goes, well, it's what makes it taste good. He goes, but I've kind of gotten to the point to where I don't mind the taste distilled. And I said, oh, that's a rough uphill road, man. That's all I gotta say. So I was wondering if he still had that, if he wanted to sell it to me or something. But then it's like, I don't know if Lisa will even go for it. Probably not. Although I think it'd solve your problem. See, but Lisa's one to hold on to her problems. That one.
That's rude.
What? No, hey, is it true though? You'll sacrifice quite a bit, but I don't think decent taste in water is one of those things. It's okay. I love you. But yeah, every time I tried to work out one of those things, it just kind of fell apart. So I just need to call you. So I'm sorry. I was kind of trying to cook up good reasons why I should call you. But I'm giving it up. Just because God's bugging me about you. I don't know why. If there's something you need, there it is. I hope you're breaking all the rules on this COVID madness. So I hope you're going and seeing your friends and going out and trying to fish, if they'll tolerate you doing it. You're doing something to keep yourself from just your head blowing up. How's your garden going? I feel bad we threw out all of our super pails. I'm kind of in the need of one. For pooping in. That and a bag of peat moss. Keep you alive. Research all that. What do you mean, where am I going to poop? In the bucket! What? Oh, after it's done? I'm going to compost it. Yes. I park places where people aren't. It's not a big problem. And this stuff is mostly for after hours. Usually go to the bathroom at work, but you know, it always happens. You gotta go to the bathroom. In the middle of the night. That's just life. So this is for that. Anyway, yeah. I love you, Lee.
I worry about these things. I don't want somebody to say, Ethan does stand in front of me, and he's a pervert, and he wants to be marked as a sexual predator.
Well, we'll keep the kids away.
Throw them in jail.
Oh, you don't throw you in jail. They just put you on the big list. Can't live anywhere near a school, and go, good. Schools make me wretch. Didn't like school when I went there anyway. But you can't walk around that school anymore. I said, good, I'll find another place to walk. Poor Leaf. That's her thing. At the gym, at school. You know, that's a perk that I have at Eastern that I never use. Most of the faculty doesn't use it. But it's there. And they got it at Tech 2. Tech's one of those places where half of the faculty there are really paid up. Well, you can be that, I guess. You go, you pay me to do what I'm supposed to do, so I'm going to do it. It's all about my technology. And they'll say, that's definitely the kind of attitude you want. You go, thank you, I know. He says, I'm not going to get political. I don't care. I want my pension. It's between our corrupt politicians and their corrupt politicians to figure out how you're going to pay for it. That's not too hard, usually. It says that out in the middle of the desert of New Mexico is exactly where you do things you don't want people to know you're doing. It says, why do you think we made a nuclear bomb here? And blew it off. Because this is the fun of it. Do you want to go out and protest at the Trinity site? And go, no. Matt, we lost the moon. I don't see it.
Yeah, the moon's setting.
It's probably over yonder there.
Yeah, the moon was setting.
Yeah, you're right. Pardon me. I'm a fool for getting involved. So, anyway, yeah. I love you, Lee. I'm glad you put up with me. Yeah, I am. Yeah, I am. Every reason not to put up with me. To not put up with me?
Yeah.
Oh, an irrational person would probably have lots of reasons. I'm not a rational person. You're asking the wrong people. Oh.